Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I'd just like to say that, again, within the context of how we got here, the general man or the executive director asked us to pass a highly strongly worded motion, pass it on to the P&D on this item and the other item about separation, segregation of functions at the local stations. And I agree with Lawrence that if you kick the can down the road to our next regular meeting, then the P&D won't have it in front of them until probably two meetings from now. And since we're not asking to implement policy, but merely asking them to take immediate action to study it, it seems to me like we don't have to be fully knowledgeable on the audit letters in order to impress upon the P&D that this is a matter that should be given priority.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Fred.
Robert, could you write that up as a motion that you can send out to us immediately?
He could send it out to folks. Did anyone not get it?
It is out. Lawrence read from my email.
I didn't get it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and forward that over to you, Fred. Did anybody else not get Robert Mark's motion?
Virginia here. My computer's slow today, but I can't see it yet. This is Jane.
Okay.
It's very short, Brenda.
Yeah, it was sent 10 minutes ago, and it reads, move that the audit committee recommends to take immediate action to investigate and report on options available to centralize accounting functions as recommended by the 2013 audit letter. That's it.
So it just needs
a point of personal privilege, Robert.
Go ahead, Robert, and then I'll go ahead and take you, Nancy.
I had intended and apparently did not include in that the P&B take immediate action. I'm sorry for the omission, but if you don't put that in there, it'll make it look like we're just moving ourselves.
Okay. So you're asked to include recommend to the P&B. Okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and if there's no other clarification needed.
Virginia from KPFA again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I already spoke, but it seemed to me that there were two motions on the floor, and I thought that Robert said what he just said so well. But the vote that you started to ask about
yes.
was not the motion that you just read from him. So.
Yes, that is correct. So what we are voting on right now is actually to take up the issue of the 2013 management letters. I do agree that they're two separate issues. Because this was something that was recommended by the executive director as a result of the management letter. And then, so it is possible to postpone the management letter discussion in general about recommendations in order to prep for the discussion with the auditor for 2014 and still take up this issue. As well, it is possible to do both. So the first thing we would vote on is to postpone the management letter discussion, which I just resent out to everyone individually about 5 minutes ago. So Jerry wouldn't mind in calling the roll on postponing the 2013 management letter discussion.
Point of information, is there any objection?
Is there any objection?
I object.
Even outside of the way that these two can still be separate and discussed upon?
I have some difficulty, Chair, with that because The motion refers to the order letter. So okay. If you were to postpone, then I think we have to postpone the motion as well, because it refers to the order letter. What do you think?
Well, no, I already said what I thought, is that the management letter in itself is a whole discussion item in which members of the committee up until this point, it seems as though have not really, like, reviewed the letter in detail and therefore are presuming a lot of questions either to Efren or to the auditors without really being informed on what the management letter has actually said with regards to the previous fiscal year. And then what is being proposed by Mr. Mark is something that has already been discussed upon by the executive director. There's somebody talking in the background. If they could go ahead and mute themselves.
Thank you for that, Chair. I'm still going to object.
Okay, that's fine. All right, then go ahead and take the roll.
This is Jane Gate with me.
Go ahead, Jane.
Yeah, I just had a point of order. Could William clarify the motion to postpone? Was it? Do we even have the management letter on the agenda? Is it? What is it? What is the motion to postpone?
Well, this is William. This discussion about centralizing accounting. And I do not object to the motion that Robert Mark made, but the whole discussion on centralizing accounting and any other things that are in the management letter, many of us haven't really digested yet. So leaving this item open for discussion to me seems like we're going to be dancing around and wasting time, because we don't really know what's in the management letter, some of us. So I'm just saying, let's everybody read it this time, and the next time we'll be able to discuss it intelligently. But as an aside, I have no objection to Robert Mark's motion, because it's just asking for an investigation. It's not asking anybody to do anything other than investigate and report, not actually make the change to centralized accounting. I have no objection to that.
But just for the point of order, is the management letter from the approved agenda for tonight?
These items are from the management letter, yes. So that's the way I'm interpreting it. The management letter, we were talking about the 2014 centralized accounting and the
something about labor. I don't have that either in front of me. Let's see if I can get that in front of it. Centralized Accounting, Division of Labor, and then Maria Elena wanted to talk about financial status. So those first two items are in from the management letter. So that's what I'm...
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Go ahead, Lawrence. And you have a lot of feedback.
Yeah, and me? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you.
I have feedback? Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about the feedback. If it matters any, I will withdraw my objection.
Okay. Is there any other objections? Anybody? And if you are, you're on mute. So pound one to unmute.
Yeah, this is Robert Mark.
Okay.
I agree with Lawrence's original assessment, which is if we postpone this, we postpone my motion. Because the item on the agenda was a discussion of recommendations by the ED with regard to the management letters, which is the very subject of my motion. And so it's my opinion, and I therefore object, that if you postpone this, then there will not be a vote tonight on my motion. We'll have to wait till the next meeting.
All right. Then, hearing that, go ahead and take the roll Williams.
Okay, this is postpone the discussion of the management letters, and hopefully we'll all end that we should all read them by next time. Virginia Browning?
Pass. Can I do that?
Okay. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Chuck Anderson? Don't hear anything. Fred Blair?
I vote no on postponing.
Brenda, well, I'll leave you for last, Chair. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Maria Elena Castellanos?
I pass.
I'm sorry?
I pass.
Pass. Robert Mark?
No.
Thank you. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
I pass.
Carolyn Burton? I don't hear anything. Steve Brown?
No.
William Hairwagon, I might as well vote yes for my motion. Frank Lefevre?
No.
Okay. Jane Gatewood?
Yes.
Pete Tucker?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And going back for the passes, Virginia Browning?
No.
No. Chuck Anderson, I didn't hear you. Okay, I still don't hear. Okay, and Maria Elena, you passed?
I have to abstain because I can't pull them up except for the cover letter. So I have to abstain.
You have to abstain, okay. And Nancy Sibara Naratomi.
Okay. I forgot which way is what.
Yes,
no,
means postpone.
Yes means postpone.
Yeah, postpone discussions tonight to the next meeting, and hopefully everybody will read the management letters.
Okay. Well, I did read the management letters, but I'm hearing the group is. I shouldn't talk. Okay. Yes, to postpone.
Okay, it's a yes. And I still didn't hear Chuck Anderson, who was present. But okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. 1 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I didn't hear Carolyn Burton. Is she out of the room or?
Oh, I called her once and I forgot to call her second time.
Chuck Anderson here.
Well, I've already announced the count. Chair, what do I do?
Okay, so Chuck, you actually missed the vote, and Carolyn.
Apparently missed the vote as well.
Missed the vote as well. So, I'm sorry, what was. Do I vote?
Yes. Well, it's yes. Should I give you?
It doesn't matter how I vote, so I'm going to abstain because it failed.
So the motion fails.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and resume picking up Mr. Mark's motion on the 24. On the 2013 management letter. So if you would like to motivate, and then we'll go ahead and proceed with discussion and a vote.
Yes. In our last meeting, the executive director asked us to send a strongly worded recommendation to the PNB to get them to act on the possibility of policy changes with regard to the recommendations of the 2013 management letters. one of which was the possibility of centralizing the bookkeeping functions at the central office in order to make sure that accounts were reconciled on a timely basis. And so this motion is not recommending any action other than that they take immediate action to investigate the options with regard to centralizing the bookkeeping functions. We're not setting the policy here. We're asking them to take action to do so. And I did just send out a revised version of the motion adding the words PNB, as I had earlier stated.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now I'll open it up for
Lawrence for the SAC.
Lawrence, and then is there anybody else that would like to be on the SAC?
Maria Elena.
Yes, this is Donald Doma.
Okay, so I have Lawrence, Maria Elena, and then Donald Goldmacher. Okay, anybody else? All right. Go ahead, Lawrence.
So I'd just like to implore my colleagues to send this as strong as possible to the PNB for action. And I ask you to vote in the affirmative to do so. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Lawrence. Mariana, go ahead.
I simply wanted to point to some of the things in the actual 2013 auditor's report that justify these recommendations that we centralize the bookkeeping. And some of the points noted that include the failure to timely reconcile bank accounts and incoming and outgoing revenues, and as well as other problems with, for instance, segregation of duties. So I just simply wanted to point out that the auditor's 2013 report definitely points to deficiencies that would be corrected by centralization of the bookkeeping. I pass.
Thank you, Maria Elena. Donald?
Yes. Actually, I'll pass for now.
Okay. Anybody else with regard to discussion on Mr. Mark's motion? Anybody?
This is Chuck Anderson. Can you hear me?
Yes, Chuck, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. That's it. I just wanted to know if I can vote.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Anybody else with regards to discussion on this agenda item? I mean, on this motion?
This is Pete.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah. I voted to, in the previous vote, to hold off on voting so I could go back and review the audit from 2013. I won't vote in favor of this motion because I want to know more specifics before moving forward. So at this time, I'll only be abstaining of voting no. I just wanted to put that out there. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Pete. And what I did want to mention, I know Maria Elena mentioned earlier she was not able to open the management letter. So the way that it works is that
I
have to look at the page. Okay, you were able to open it?
Yeah, and in fact,
awesome.
In fact, you can put me on the stack. There's one other thing I'd like to
point. Brenda, point of information.
Go ahead, Fred.
On the management letters, I sent it out in two different emails. I sent it the cover letter with the embedded management letters out in one email, and then I separated out the embedded management letters and sent them out in a separate email so those people were having problems. I used the audit listserv to do the sending,
But the so people should have it in both forms.
Okay. Thank you so much, Fred. And yes, I did see that. It was sent 5 days ago, in case people are having trouble finding it in the in their email. Maria Elena, go ahead.
I was able to open it up before. I just was trying to open it up again. I have opened it up and haven't tried. I just simply want to again express my support of the motion calling for these recommendations of centralization to be passed on immediately. And that is, I want to point to something else. Besides failure to keep monthly reconciliation of accounts at the national as well as the local station level, the need for centralization is also definitely called for because in the report, a failure to expend funds in accordance with the terms of donor gift instruments. This is a big, big problem. And I attribute this being in part the cause of KPFT not getting its transmitter in less than 3 years. We found out that fundraisers that brought in supposedly funds to go towards the transmitter were then suddenly used by management in order to pay supposedly health insurance or something like that. But this is a big, big problem that has been spotted by the auditor in his 2013 report. Yes, we need centralization.
Okay, thank you. Anybody
Martha
else?
Staff.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, it would be remiss of me not to speak up here and say that there never, ever were any restricted funds for the KPFT transmitter, and therefore no restricted funds were removed from restricted accounts that would have gone to the transmitter. This has to do with things going on in the West Coast and has nothing to do with KPFT.
Marielena,
go ahead, Marielena.
I just simply say that that is not true, that during specific fundraisers, it was announced that fundraisers were specifically to solicit donations with regard to a transmitter that had been put out of commission by a lightning strike. Now, I won't say anything further regarding this, except that I will repeat what is in the audit report itself, and that is that the failure to expend funds in accordance with the terms of donor gift instruments can result in the foundation being required to refund such contributions and may also represent a violation of the Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act. I pass.
Virginia,
okay.
From KPFA.
Go ahead, Virginia.
Yeah, and Donald from KPFA, too.
All right. I'll take Virginia, then Donald.
I would like to hear Robert speak for this again because he briefly spoke in favor of it so well that I think it's important to hear why it's important, and he can say that a lot better than I can, and I'd like to hear him say it again. Thanks.
Okay, I'll have Robert get back onto the stack. Since he has spoken more than twice. I'll have Donald, and then I'll go back to Robert.
What Maria Elena just raised, I think, is worthy of a little further discussion, because if I understood her correctly, then the two recent bequests to KPFA of, as you all know, nearly $1 million, was used by Pacifica to A, fund part of this transmitter in KPFT, B, to pay the auditor for the 2013 audit, and several other matters, including the elections. So Maria Elena, if what you're saying is accurate, then the money that just went to KPFT and various national office expenses is in violation. I'd like a response if she knows it.
Maria Elena on the stack.
And this is Pete for the stack.
I'll take Maria Elena, and then, well, actually, I'm going to take Robert first, then Maria Elena, since Virginia did ask for Robert to repeat support for, or motivation for the motion. Then I'll have Maria Elena, then Pete. Go ahead, Robert.
Again, our executive director asked us to make a strongly worded motion in favor of implementing reforms suggested by the management letter. If we delay making this request of the PNB, then those same objections will appear in the 2014 management letters, whereas if we send something now, maybe some action can get done where at least they can report in their management letters that something is being done. These people have made these recommendations, which, by the way, issues with regard to restricted funds in the management letters were never raised on the agenda, and I don't think they're appropriate to raise now. This motion needs to pass if it's going to be of any use. Quite frankly, you know, I don't think this committee has the wherewithal to take the action. And if we don't need an audit committee to do anything, why do we have one?
Thank you, Robert. I'm sorry. I wasn't able to write down who was next.
Pete Tucker's turn.
Oh, okay, thank you. Go ahead, Pete. I'll get you right after. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the only point I wanted to make was regarding these specific KPFT back and forth. I would like to get the Ephraim on the call so we can have hard facts back and forth too much on this one specific instance without hearing from folks. I think we can focus more on general policy than this specific instance. That's all. Thanks.
I agree. So I'm going to, if there's nothing, if there's something in addition to what you just mentioned, Maria Elena, I will ask that we defer those questions to Efren in order to divulge further in detail to the particular instances in which you mentioned that at your station.
Yes, just a point of clarity, and that is, first of all, I am in favor of Robert Mark's motion, and number two, I was not referring to this loan, that I don't know the terms of that loan or anything with that regard. I was not referring to that. But I am in favor of the motion and that there be centralized accounting and gathering and not just centralized data at the end of the year when the audit has to be put together, but a centralized system whereby professional, accepted auditing standards are adhered to through by a trained centralized staff, and that would include revenues going into a central bank, and not just here and there and all over the country, but also that, especially with regard to endowment funds, the usage of those funds. And because as it stands right now, we've got management doing whatever the heck they feel like doing with funds that supposedly were donated under quasi-restricted terms, at least as implied by the statements made by management during the course of, in the case of KPFT, I was referring to specific fundraisers around the disabled transmitter going back 3 years. So I won't say anything more except I wanted to clarify that I'm not referring to the loan, and I'm certainly in favor of centralizing the accounting and in favor of the motion that's on the floor.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Maria Elena. Did I hear Nancy or was that Virginia?
Nancy, yes. What I wanted
Nancy,
to say
ahead.
That both what Maria Elena reported
about management usage of transmitter donations and was reported to us by the manager, and that it did not, and of course, I'm going to repeat, had nothing to do with the $100,000 loan from KPFA, and thank you, KPFA. And then what Robert said, it was these donations that were used for other purpose was not in a restricted account, and that is correct. So both of them have correct information they're giving the committee. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Fred to the stack.
And Frank Lefevre to the stack.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get William, then Fred, then Frank.
Yeah, I have an amendment to Robert Mark's motion. I'd like to add, after, or let's say, before as recommended by 2013 audit letter, I'd like to add the phrase, including which specific functions would be centralized. So the motion would read, move that audit committee recommends PNB take immediate action to investigate and report on options available to centralize accounting functions, including which specific functions would be centralized, as recommended by 2013 audit letter.
All right. So I'll go ahead and get you, Jane, for the stack, but is there any objections or discussion for William's amendment? All right, going once, going twice, any objections to William's amendment to add that language? If you could please email it, that would be great.
Yes.
Then that is added to the motion as amended. So I'll go ahead and head over to Fred, then I have Frank, and then Jane. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. It seems to me that it's self-evident. We don't have to know the detailed recommendations in the management letter. But it's self-evident if the executive director recommends that this be sent to the PNB to investigate and implement. It should be done. It should move from this committee to the board of directors for who can actually pass amendments that have force. And I'm not going to argue over the details that things held recommendations in the management letter. I'm not even sure the management letter recommends that much centralization, but I have to read it over more. But thank you. So I'm going to vote in favor of Robert's amendment or motion. I'm sorry. Bye.
Okay. Don't leave, Fred. But thank you. Frank, go ahead, and then Jane.
Okay. I think that they can be fine-tuned further down the line. For example, centralizing every single report and every single action so the whole accounting apparatus knows what's happening, what the state of affairs is moment to moment, and conceivably this could be separated from check writing, which within limits perhaps could be relegated to the local control and so on, because there are some things where delays at the national level could be fatal and so on. But these kinds of details, you know, these can be worked on further down the line. The main thing is, as Robert says, let's get some motion on this. Let's forward these recommendations to the PNB. Let's get some action on them.
Thank you, Frank. Jane, go ahead. Jane, you're on mute. We can't hear you.
Thank you. Yes, my question is, the motion is that the committee recommends that the PNB take immediate action to investigate and report on options. So my question is, how how does the PMB go about investigating this? Are they going to send it back to a committee? Or if so, they would actually respond? Who would they be?
I'm sorry, you're breaking in and out, Jane.
Who would they report to? So I would just like some clarity on that. What does that really entail? The PMB taking action on to investigate and report. What would that entail?
To my understanding, and the people can chime in. To my understanding is potentially looking at the existing bank accounts that we have already, and potentially asking them kind of a request for proposal of what centralizing with their banking institution would look like. And that's kind of the understanding that I did have a couple years back when there was that discussion of potentially centralizing bank accounts for the entire network. So that's kind of from where I see. So it's one, being able to have that access to direct or urge the, I guess in this case it would be the controller, since we don't have a CFO, to looking for those requests from the banking institutions as a result of that, and then ultimately the decision would be from the PMB on whether or not that would be policy for the foundation. Anybody else? Would anyone else like to add to that? Does that better answer your question, Jane?
Robert Mark,
go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think we can presume to tell the PNB how they're going to do this, so I didn't. They may want to delegate it to staff. They may want to create a special committee. They may send it back to us for specific action, but I don't think we can presume. They may take no action whatsoever, but you know, we can't tell them how they're going to go about doing this. We just want to make the statement that you guys need to address this.
That is correct. Does that better clarify, Jane? What you had questions on?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right. If there's no other discussion for Robert's motion with William's amendment already, or as amended, we can go ahead and head over to the vote. And if not, you're on mute and we can't hear you if you do have something else to add to this motion.
Okay, William here, ready to take the vote. Virginia Browning?
Yes.
Alan Goldmacher?
I'll abstain.
Chuck Anderson?
Pass.
Ted Blair?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Maria Elena Castellanos?
Castellanos says yes.
Okay. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden? I don't hear anything. Steve Brown?
Yes.
William Hairwagon votes no. Frank Lefevre?
Yes.
Jane Gatewood?
I abstain, and I need to get off the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's P Pete Tucker.
Abstain.
Okay, I had a pass. Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Okay, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 yes, 1 no, 3 abstentions. Chair?
Oh, I'm sorry. I vote no.
Oh, you want to vote? Oh, see, I didn't even ask you. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that changes it. I was just turning it over to you. I gave the totals of 9.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you should add my vote to that.
Okay, so it's 9, 2, 3.
All right. Moving on with the agenda. The Division of Labor is the next agenda item, and since I was not here during the discussion of that edition of the agenda item, I'm not sure who entertained that, and if I could get, I don't remember that discussion from last meeting, so if somebody could.
Point of information, Chair. This is Lawrence.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
How much longer are we going? Because it's almost 7, it's almost 8 o'clock. I mean, 11 in the East Coast.
That is correct.
I got 11:30.
It is 11.
I mean, 10:30.
It's 10:30 on the East Coast. Sorry, I'm on Central Time, so I'm not sure what either coast is on. So how would folks like to do this? Are you entertaining a motion to adjourn, to table this for the next meeting? I'm not sure how the committee would like to proceed.
Ms. William, I move to adjourn.
Okay. You move. Is there anybody objecting to adjourning? Okay, going once, going twice. I hear nobody. So we'll go ahead and adjourn, moving these agenda items to hold business on. We actually have to set up another. Oh, no, we have already our next date. We meet every fourth Tuesday of the month. And if somebody knows off the top of their head what that next meeting is, that would be...
It's October 27th, Brenda.
Okay, thank you so much, Fred. Sorry, I didn't have a calendar in front of me. So we'll go ahead and postpone the rest of the agenda item discussions along with the recommendations to have our auditors hopefully on our next call for October 27th.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, everyone. Have a good evening.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.